Go.
Cool. Obviously, we've got a star disclaimer. This is all for entertainment purposes. Don't take anything too lightly. We just aim to give the best and the best podcast sessions for you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to episode 4. Happy New Year's from the whole ECP team. How's everyone's New Year's?
It's been good, isn't it? How's yours?
Mine was good, man. Spend the day in church. You know,
crossover service. Just like yeah, I went to church. Just like me.
Just like you.
Do you go to church?
That's like you.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga didn't go to church in a minute.
Did you go to church?
No.
Exactly.
You didn't go to church?
No, but I've been to church every lap. Bro, this is the first time in my life that I've never
been
to church.
So then, one of the most important days to go to church, you didn't go?
Bro, don't do that.
Crazy.
How'd you
I see you on a Sunday as well. Crazy.
How'd you spend your New Year's?
We just crossed over at Big Ben.
We?
Big Ben.
Who's we?
Me and my girl.
Oh, wonderful.
Aww. So we're just going to forget about last episode, didn't it? We're going to forget about last episode.
Oh, my days,
that cheating scandal.
Yeah, brush last episode. Brush yeah.
That nigga put the cheating scandals to sleep.
It didn't work. Yeah, he said, fuck that
see
shit.
It, man. We love to see it.
I respect it.
But yeah, New Year, new resolutions. I mean, not really resolutions. Do you, man, have any resolutions or?
Yeah.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
Get bread up, innit? Every year, innit? Simple.
You know what? Bro, like when everyone's always saying, yeah, get bread up and that, like, bro, cool. That should be your aim all the time. But one thing that's pissing me off, you know when everyone's like fresh start?
Mm.
I just feel like New Year's just like...
No, it's not a fresh start,
really
man.
A fresh start. Not, yeah.
There's never a fresh start, bro.
Let me just say,
everyone says fresh start every year. You got me?
Which camera am I looking at?
Like, come on.
Which camera am I looking at, bro?
You're looking at those
You're looking
two,
these
man.
Two, bro. We've done this literally before we started.
By the way, this is a new spot. This is the first time at this new spot. Obviously, I'm trying to get used to the cameras and that. But yeah, bro, I can't lie. It's not a new start in that. If you were a bum back in 2022, you're a bum in 2023.
No, word, man.
No, keep it real. Like, obviously, you can change, innit? But like,
2023 is not going to change you just straight away.
Nah. I ain't got no New Year's resolutions. I got amendments and stuff. Like, there's things that obviously I'd want to change that I'd want to stop doing. Yeah. When, like, for example, I want to be closer to God.
No. Yeah, that's one of my goals as well.
And I feel like I say this every year and I still kind of
I've been saying it since, like, 2018.
It's a process anyways. No one can judge. But yeah, I want to be closer to God. I want to, obviously I want the podcast to go crazy this year. I got big plans with big different people. And obviously, God willing, everything's going to come to pass. What do you got for plans this year?
I mean, I'm trying to do my thing, innit? Keep doing me, keep succeeding in that, obviously, me and my sport and that. I don't say too much on the podcast, yeah. But obviously, just keep doing my thing, innit?
Right. Real, man.
Yeah, word,
get the bread
man.
Up.
I can't lie, big advice is that just do you this year, man.
Moms.
This year is the year to do you. Don't be listening to them niggas on Snapchat that'll be like, ah, if you're not setting your bread up, if you're not doing this, nah, moms, just focus on yourself, man. At the end of the day, you don't really need bread to enjoy life. You just need to be calm and happy with yourself. If you're happy with yourself, then you're happy with everything.
You know what
we should
leave in 2022, yeah? I can't lie, I gotta say this one. Look at the camera, fam. Birmingham. Can we leave Birmingham in 2022, please?
That guy.
I'm not involved. The things I've seen, in Birmingham City, it's not even real.
The place is not the spot,
bro.
It's not the spot. Even like Ashakez thingy, it's not the spot, man. That was when that nigga had the smart whip to the score.
Oh, who was? Oh,
okay.
Hey,
No. I'll be real, yeah. I'm bringing that to 2023.
What?
If you owe me bread.
What? Him with smart whip on the head? That's crazy.
I can't lie. That's crazy. No, because smart whip to the head.
That's a serious headbanger.
I'm telling you. Nah, smart whip to the head is crazy, bro. Like, if a nigga hit me with smart whip to the head.
Niggas are dying.
Like, you gotta crash his house.
Niggas are trying to kill someone if you do that.
You know you can actually die from that. Do you know how, bro? You know this empty as well, bro. Like,
did you hear the sound of me when you hit his head? I said, "Are you mad?"
Nah, that's a dangerous thing to
but
do.
But nah,
man.
For real though, we gotta leave Birmingham in 2022. Like, please, bro.
I saw
one video, of like some guy. I didn't even know this happened in the UK. A drive-by with a gun.
Yeah.
Imagine, I don't understand this, Why do some men go uni to be bad boys? Like, you know them fake bad boys? You're in university. You're there for higher education, bro. You want to be a roadman, but you're getting a diploma
at
the
same
time.
But then again, uni is a place to be, to do new things, do things that you're not. It's basically like a new chapter of your life.
But I feel like people just rebranded in the wrong way.
Yeah, but that's
like, niggas are went uni. You know, like, let's say guys you've known since you've grown up, you know what type of guy they are.
Yeah.
They go to uni, suddenly they're like,
yeah, but when you go uni, you're able to change into a new character, you know what I mean? Because, like,
It's not like, anything like from you, ends, you have to change it? For the better. Do you know what I mean? Like,
fam, you know one thing that should be on everyone's New Year's resolutions? All you niggas who vape, you gotta stop.
Yeah, Elf was, man. Come on, like, brush it. Let's leave that back in 2022, bro.
Like, fam, like, no, literally, like,
you know what? Hey, I'm not gonna say my nigga's name. He knows who he is. He knows who he is. Bro.
But you're being you do Elf as a lot.
Hey,
I'm asking.
That's how I was waiting.
Do you know?
No.
I'm asking, like.
Nah, I don't do off bars.
Okay, fair.
I don't do that type of thing.
Do you smart with?
Do you smart with?
I'm an S warrior. God knows.
Jesus, man.
I'm an S warrior.
Is your mom gonna watch this?
Nah, man. But we gotta do better this year, man.
Yeah, man.
Like everyone's just gotta be, because I feel like there's always too much violence as well. Like just being in uni as well. Like there's so much violence going on everywhere. You man gotta do better for yourselves, man. You don't want someone's mother to be crying, doing this, doing that. Like, fam, it's a joy for us to even make it to this new year. Like, not everyone's.
I don't really get that. I just don't fuck with that, bro. People moving to like a different city. It's not even your city. You're moving there to do bad boy business. Like, it's moist.
Well, that's what I don't get.
It's so that, moist. Like, that shit is freaking even up. Even now, yeah, you get their man, and I hate niggas like this, bro. Their man that do fraud. You do refunds for Nike.
Oh, Uber Eats, bro.
Uber Eats refund, and you're saying you're a fraudster.
That's it.
Like, Uber Eats.
I don't believe this, man. And why is it, yeah? Like, before I get in a run, innit? Mm. I see a lot of these guys nowadays, like, bro, in the UK especially, bro, it's okay to just be yourself. Not everyone needs a Canada Goose.
Bro, secondly,
Canada Goose did not make that many coats.
Bro, I'm telling you, secondly, mom, like, fam, if you're a guy, don't be spending your hard-earned money on a woman.
Wow.
No, on a serious note. Wow. On a serious note. Let me land. I had a friend, yeah. It's a crucial, just a normal friend. Telling me a story about how obviously he was chatting to this girl, innit? So he's been trying to link this girl for the longest time.
You know, I'm not involved with this, man. This is a Solomon story, bro.
So cool. He's been trying to link this girl for the longest time, and then he finally asked her out, innit? After like time of chatting. Obviously, he's not one of them guys that girls normally take serious like that. He's just one of them.
Is this one of your boys?
Yeah, it's one of my boys.
It's not your boy. You don't like this guy.
No, it's my boy. No, because the thing with me, I'll always be real with my people. And I told him, because he has money to spend, though. He just spends money stupidly. Like. And I told him, like, yo, why are you buying clothes for this girl when you've not been on a date with her? You know what I'm saying? Like, you've been seeing her chatting to other niggas. She's doing things with other niggas. But then you're the one who's funding her lifestyle.
Crazy.
And I'm like, bro, like, use your common sense, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear it.
It gets to the point where it just turns to be, stupid.
You know what it is, like, some men have money in it, but they don't have common sense. Like, you got to use your money wisely.
Common sense isn't common, bro.
In that case, yeah, I feel like he's trying to use, like, his money as, like, his riz.
Yeah, you know them niggas that have money as a personality. Anyways, I'm not judging, bro. Like, fam, even me with my £2, bro, I still have my own shit.
I can't relate to that one still. I got my shit still.
But what do you think are the things that you want to, like, do this year that you want to change?
I
just want to be able to like make better decisions where like cheating, like get closer to God, innit?
Like, yeah, I think that's my one of my number one goals, innit? Like, yeah.
Again, moms.
Cause I feel like last year I wasn't serious with my shit, you know what I mean? Like I should have been more serious with my grinding and my grafting, but I didn't. I was kind of more just going with the flow and I should have been more motivated and disciplined. But
kinda as well. Mandem holidays needed this year still.
Oh yeah, I'm going to Portugal. Can't
it's needed this year, man.
I'm going to Portugal on the 28th. If you know, you know.
I'm going to Iron Apple.
Your girl's over there.
Bro, I've got a girl in it. I'm not rising.
So why are you bringing up to us?
I'm saying, like, obviously, everyone knows. I think, like, you can go to Iron Apple with your man and just have fun in it. I think there's just this thing.
Why are you saying, bro?
My question, but that's the same thing with going to Portugal for Afro Nation.
You man aren't even going anywhere. You can't organize anything. You came here 20 minutes late. He's never made it on time for a podcast. How long have I known you? 6 years. You've never been on time one time in your life.
About,
like,
bro, it's about just taking your time.
It's about what?
This is the type of nigga to miss his own wedding, fam. Don't take shit serious. He does not take anything serious.
Take your time in it. That's what I do.
Take your time in life.
Just take your time.
That's poor, bro.
Niggas like this, man.
Your time management is poor.
Your time management is poor as well.
Your time management is terrible.
Mom's.
How? All of you, bro. I'm the only one. Okay, maybe. Okay,
yeah, dude, what?
That's
what
I'm saying. Yours is bad.
How is mine bad? What the fuck?
Yours is bad.
Mine is very
with
good.
With what?
Everything.
Must say everything. That's
don't
crazy.
Let me get onto you, though, because you're the worst.
You're the worst. My time management is good. I'm waking up 4 o'clock,
go gym. You need to also accept it.
Do you know what it is? The only reason.
What? No. Except what? No, my time management is good, bro. I've done everything. Hey, hold on. This morning, we've woke up quite early. I called all of you. I called the GC first. I lie?
Okay. Can I say
everyone up though?
Yes or
no. Like, let me tell you what this guy did. Yeah. Mom's, when I saw this guy, I wanted to punch him in his face. Obviously, I'm a calm guy in it, but like, the one thing that I hate, bro, one thing I hate is if I'm sleeping and you wake me up earlier than the time I'm meant to wake up already, he called me at 7 o'clock, bro.
Yeah, he called me early.
We're meant to be leaving at 11. I went gym.
On a lighter note, the group of four, he's coughed. That leaves me and you.
Obviously. Don't try to rope me in there. Hey, don't. Any allegations this guy has, don't try to put it on me.
That leaves me and him, innit?
Yeah. It's just me and my
I remember,
my guy.
Right out, innit? But I remember on the... Remember them times, like 2020 times, you had like a screenshot.
This has nothing to do with you, bro.
I remember this screenshot from that them GCs back then where we were like, oh, if Solomon gets a girl in this year, like, that's jizz. And I was thinking, he's got a girl, he's the next.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, we'll leave it to the comments to the side. And I feel like with me and you, it's just different, isn't it? Like, with you, you don't want to settle down. I can't settle down, like.
My schedule, innit? Okay.
Like, I feel that means your schedule's taking over your life, though. No, but it wouldn't be fair for me to get in a relationship when I know I can't give the time for a relationship, innit?
No, I don't like them short-term things. You know what's the thing, yeah? It's like, every time I come close to taking a girl on a date, I always just look at her and I'm like, nah, fuck it, bro, like.
For why though?
You see this thing where it's like, oh, because I've not been serious with a girl for a minute. So it's like, now when you're getting to the point where it's like you're looking like you're serious with a girl, it's like, nah, like that's intruding your personal space, isn't it? And more time, I don't even want my personal space to be intruded like that.
Do you guys just not feel like
it's because me and Mamman, you know, we kind of share the same, like, we like our private space, innit? Because with girls, innit, I feel like sometimes you got to be with them like
24
all the time. Or they want a lot of your attention. You can't really be giving them attention like all the time, innit?
Wait, so what are your icks and a girl?
Icks and a girl? Bro, you know...
Let's start with the two of you.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, mom, you might have girlfriends, so be careful again.
I'm not afraid to say. She's listening like, bro, I let her know, innit? But it's like, I don't really icks and that doesn't really... I don't really have icks, innit? But like, one thing that bugs me, yeah, it's like, if I meet a girl and she's chatting to me like, man, them.
Yeah, that's scary. Like, that's not even it. That's like, a red flag. That's a red flag.
I can have bought a girl. She said, walk
on, innit? I'm like, bro.
It's not an ick, but one thing I hate is when a girl calls me bro. Like, nah, I don't know why. Like, why you call me bro?
She'll come up to you like, man, them. Like, what are you saying? Like, when she's speaking, like, strong slang.
Can't take a girl seriously.
You man.
You know the white forces?
I can't even say the name, innit? But I don't know if you know her. Remember in summer, the one girl that we met, she's my biggest ick. And I'm sorry to her, innit? She's a lovely girl. She's not a lad. But think about it. This summer. The girl that we met, that my man was chatting to.
Oh, well, go on.
Bro, you can blank it out, innit?
Yeah.
Oh!
Nah!
So, hey, bro. This girl.
Let me give you a story time.
I say no more.
So, on my birthday, we all went out to eat, yeah. We were supposed to meet these people.
Hey, that's too bait, man.
Wait, chill.
Nah,
bro. They know who it is. Disclaimer.
This is before he was in a relationship.
This is before I was in a relationship, yeah. So we were going to meet these people now, yeah.
Little 3 month step.
We're a bit late. We were on a 3 month step. Cool.
Actually, no. Let me tell my side of the story. What the fuck?
Because he was there before.
Let me tell the story.
So cool. We've gone now on a 3 month step here. And the girls have traveled like from far to come see us, innit? So it's three girls. And one of the girls is driving in that. And obviously, I was home. These men had their birthday meal. I had my mom's birthday, so I had to do something with her. And obviously, I took her out, gave her flowers, etc. And cool. I get a call from the girls, innit? And they're like, it's about 1 o'clock, innit? They're like, oh, hey V, we just came. Like, where are you? Can we link? I'm like, I'm busy, innit? So they keep belling my thing, asking to link all of us, man, yeah? I'm saying, yeah, cool. By this time, it's like 3 o'clock, innit? The one girl that we were just speaking about, I swear, this girl is so bollocks. She punch up all of us.
She's a nigga.
Now, this is what happened. Cool, everyone's angry that we're late. We try apologizing, yeah? I'm all like, obviously, like, I've seen these girls, I'm hugging them, saying hello.
I thought she was going to bang you.
I'll actually turn around. She slapped one of you.
Bro,
man.
She banged me in the head.
She slapped him in the head.
Bro,
she was crazy. I can't lie, she had a soft spot for me, but you know.
Yeah,
I saw her pick you up, bro.
She tried to pick you up, bro. She picked him up, man.
You know them ones that you're hugging a girl and you're trying to be all cute, bro. She picked my man up.
She went crazy, bro.
That's
when
we knew.
She tried to bicep curl you, bro.
I'm telling you. And I don't like girls that are too masculine or like. Act masculine at heart.
No, I'll be real, yeah. Let's not say too much because if she finds us, yeah, it's wraps. Bro, I'll be real. I don't want to tell this story. Yeah.
No, she'll find me.
I gotta say one more thing, bro. So cool. Let's go, innit? Again, I don't even violate hurting, innit? I don't know what was going on with her. She's an ex bodybuilder, yeah. One time we were all joking around with her, the first time we linked them three, innit, on the 3-man step. Tell me why. And this is Soul's thing. You should have patterned her, but obviously it's your punch.
It's not my thing, bro. It's not my thing. You should have backed me, bro.
Yeah. That's
not my thing.
If me and T fight that goal, it's a fair fight. One time I was joking around with her, yeah? Tell me why she grabbed my neck in it as a little jokey thing trying to play fight. I couldn't move my neck.
I can't lie.
I felt like I was getting rushed.
She was one of the crucial parts of last year's summer for us.
Are you mad?
No, because she was just so like... The way she was acting, it was like, you wouldn't expect that. Like,
no, she just gave me the type of person.
I'll be real as well. Yeah. To finish off that story time, we were saying, yeah, so cool. When we all pulled up here to link the girls, they were pissed that we took like 5 hours to came in. So basically, me and him, we had made, we got to really disclaim that, you got to get that free justice on Temi, bro. The girls that me and him had basically met. They were cool in it. They're obviously trying to talk to us. The girl that he was meant to pattern, she was not having it. She was bare screaming. And we got this guy to like basically take her and try to pattern. I saw her pick him up.
No, I can't lie. She was doing the most.
She picked him up, bro.
And then after that, that's when she now banged
him
in the head.
She banged him in the head. Me, at this point, I'll back my boys, whatever, but this one, you have to just let that one. So, Mandem, you understood, innit?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, I have to understand that one.
Fam, you know them girls where it's like, you're meant to link them, yeah? You know them days that you set off, you're going to link them.
Oh, man.
You've done all the talking, you've done all the this, you've done all the that. The day comes and then it's like...
They just made something up, something just come up
and it's like, damn.
I mean, I don't know about that, but like, I've had times like, when I was younger where, you know them was you deep clean your room, bro. Room spotless now. It's even smelling like cologne because you've just been walking around.
Yeah, you just been spraying it out.
The girl's saying it's not coming now. You're pissed, man. But at least your mum's happy. You cleaned the room. You know, bro, 15, that's them times the worst tough,
like, they come and then they're like, oh, I'm on my reds.
Okay, me personally, I don't care about stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, me and the girl can just watch a film and like...
Bro, we're not going to cap it.
I don't care.
Let's not cap it.
Mom's man don't care, innit?
Wait, so I saw this thing on socials where some woman or someone said on Twitter, was like, oh... African mothers are breeding misogynistic children or misogynistic sons. And it's like, instead of telling your child to, or your son to be this, you're telling your like daughters to be like, obviously good cleaners or whatever, this is this, that, like that. And I was just trying to get you man's view on it because I kind of, that was an interesting topic that would made me kind of feel like, well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, one thing I also noticed is that anytime a child does bad, the blame is always put on the mother.
Mm.
But you don't place it on the dad.
No one places it on the dad.
Jerkin.
And how many black people have their fathers intact? You know what I'm saying? Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me. Not me. That nigga's been gone for a minute.
Not me.
I don't know where.
Sounds like you forget. I don't know.
This guy thinks he's better than us, innit?
No, he's better than us.
Just because your dad's still here.
Did your dad wish you happy New Year's?
No.
When I turned 17, my dad gave me a birthday card. So happy 14th birthday.
Honestly, this nigga did not say.
This is why people now say like black men are trash because like
shit like this. You get it from your dad's, a lie.
It's true though.
Because I know female.
Obviously, I'm blessed to have both parents in it, so I can't really.
Yeah, lucky you.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
Honestly, fucking privileged.
But I kind of disagreed with that. And maybe I'm looking at it from my lens, but I disagreed with that statement heavily because I said, a guy is going to be misogynistic based on what he sees or who he's friends with. You know what I'm saying? It's not from the mother's perspective. It's from just the perspective that they, the society that they put themselves
I'll
in.
I'll be real.
Because my mom's trained me to be who I am today. I'm not misogynistic.
Of course, yeah.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, do you feel like you're like that because of you had a mom specifically, do you know what I mean?
No, I'm like that just because she gave me the proper training that any other person, whether you had a mom and dad, would have received. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know what I think?
But
it
do
is,
you
yeah.
feel? Do you feel like? Because obviously it's a thing where you like you might grow up with your mom's in it. Do you feel like your mom kind of like portrays some of the feminine side of a parent?
Do you know what it is? I feel like being raised by a single mom kind of just shows you like to appreciate all women. The things that they can do.
Yeah,
for you,
more.
Women.
Yeah,
because the things my mom were able to do for me growing up. The only downside is like obviously I feel like
you don't have that father figure. Do you know what
it's
I mean?
Not even that, bro. I was just gonna say like you know you get them feminine tendencies because you got raised by women.
Yeah,
bro, I'll be real. I'm mad petty, bro. I'm hella petty.
Yeah, I'm petty.
And I got that from my mom. As well, like,
yeah, mom's, bro.
I hold heavy
yeah, we
grudges.
Know Saul holds grudges. We know that one.
Mom's. No, but I've been doing that just because I feel like so is anyone who does something to me should really be an eye for an eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always down to hold grudges. I don't care. And thing is, nothing ever really phases me like that. It's just always a thing where, like, obviously, because you've had a mother, with my mom, I had a father and a mother figure in my mother. So, obviously, I know that.
Moms.
I know how to act in both worlds.
Both ways,
I'm not going to be, like, misogynistic to this, misogynistic to that. And don't try to whip out anything that I said maybe in the last couple of years, because...
Hey, go on, Solomon. That's what you made a new account, innit?
Nah, delete it, man.
You deleted it.
Do you know what I think? I feel like, with that statement about, like, oh... African mums raise misogynistic sons, yeah. I feel as if in this generation, misogyny, obviously if I'm wrong in it, but I don't care. Misogyny, yeah, it's such a fine line now. It's become a thing of actual true misogyny and then just being traditional. African mums who've raised traditional kids like boys, obviously we want to raise, we want to protect and like provide and stuff.
Yeah,
whereas obviously... it's toxic at times. I understand that because obviously we all understand. We're all African here. We know how it can get toxic. But at the end of the day, it's not necessarily where African mums are raising misogynistic sons. Like, it can just be the traditional sense that's being like misinterpreted. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I feel like, you know, when your mum will raise your sister or something, like, you need to know how to cook.
I can't lie. I never did dishes growing up.
Yeah, like,
you never did dishes.
I did, but now my sister's at an age of like,
bro, at age 13, I started washing toilets.
He's him.
That's why it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm Zim.
Hey, you Zim people don't come for me. But Zim people,
that's crazy, man.
You think you're funny?
Hey, let's touch on
this. Let's talk about it really, because you guys are Nigerian, innit? Like, you man think you're jokes, innit? Let's be real. The argument's always been Nigerian versus the Zim. Zim on top forever, bro.
Relax.
Zim guys are the best.
It's never been
like any girl.
You're
president. There's a reason why you're not even in the
category. Like, bro, saying your name, man.
Okay, every girl watching this piece, I'm going to make this a fucking clip here.
Zim, Zim girls and Zim men are different.
No, but
yeah.
Every girl out there, please give your experience with this a Nigerian man in the comments. And with the
Everyone's got a bad experience with a Nigerian
person.
What
pisses me off here, they were all slate Nigerian men, but at the end of the day, who are you going to get with?
Exactly. Not even a Nigerian, a Yoruba boy.
Like, bro, I call like Yoruba guys who do the best.
Exactly, bro.
That's who they're going to marry at the end of the day, bro. You don't say, they're not going to be like, oh, fuck Zim men, and they'll go out with
I just feel outnumbered by a bunch of fraudsters right now.
Yeah,
I don't feel comfortable. I might even have my bank card.
Let's touch on this Asake's concert though.
What, the one in London?
Yeah,
that's
mad. My boy went there. He was telling me about it. That it was crazy.
Do you see how crazy things can become in the grand scheme of things when like you put yourself in a situation to lead to someone dying just because you wanted to experience?
Do you blame the people that came to the concert without
now,
a ticket?
Let's be fair. If we're actually gonna be realistic, majority of the people outside had tickets to the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the people outside had tickets to the concert. But you see, corruption, which is a thing that's always been around, I would say, really and truly, has always been protruded with black people, is corruption. And you see the security guards, apparently the security guards were taking bribes from people to let them into the spot. Yeah, because majority, even my friends who went on that day, majority of them had tickets. I'm telling you.
Were they Nigerian?
Bro,
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's not even that. I feel like corruption just runs it very, very...
It runs in West Africa very well.
I'm telling you. I mean, obviously, my heart goes out to everyone.
And then condolences to the people's families and everything like that, man. Mm.
But it's just a crazy thing because I even saw, I saw a TikTok of the woman and she had two children.
Yeah, that's crazy. And she was young as well.
I feel like it was unfortunate, innit? Like, you know when everyone's trying to get in. Yeah.
She had two children. She was young, bro. They were, what's it called?
Wait, would you? Were... So she brought her children to the concert?
No. Like she had went,
she, you know,
like
mother of two.
Yeah,
like, this is what we talk about. Oh, yeah.
She's the mother of two. I thought she brought her children. I was like, how many children to the concert?
How is she carrying them like this?
You never know. Bro, children, young, hold your hands. Wait, we're gonna do this the whole time.
Yeah, but I think maybe they had Down syndrome or something like that. I think it was either that or something else. But she was effectively the care of those children, and it's mad because now that she's gone, who's going to take care of those
children? Yeah.
And it's just a crazy thing because why are you going to a concert without tickets?
I hear it still. I feel like, I don't know. Like,
you know what? But apparently, like the one in Berms, people had like Fatsoma tickets, bro. And you know.
No, but the Fatsoma tickets were real. No, but the Fatsoma tickets were real.
Like, yeah, shout out to my niggas who had Fatsoma tickets.
No, but it was a thing where it's like, bro, you shouldn't be going to a concert if you don't have tickets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you going to ruin the fun for niggas who had paid for that? And they can't experience it just because you decided to act a fool. Like, it's just things like that that just brings into perspective. And it's like, bro, like, we need to do better. Like, just as a group. Like, not even, like, demographic. We just need to do better as a 100%. Group.
Word.
Obviously, I just had to get that off my chest. But, you know, like, the souls of everyone rest in peace.
But question, do you really think people are going to change?
It will take a while, innit? But I think one change leads to another, like,
so I can't lie, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I can't lie. People will not change. People generally give a fuck. Do you get what I mean? I'm not, because this is not, this happened at Ashake's concert, yeah. This happened other places as well. Obviously, people didn't die, but people are like this. Do you know what I mean? I remember my older brother, he was telling me, he went to Afro Nation. He went to Portugal, but he just stepped. Do you get what I mean? I just got in for free. Do you get what I mean? So it's not even a thing like that where people are just going to change. People are not going to change like that. People don't give a fuck. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think people actually really will take it in that she died. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel people like, oh, she died, innit?
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
No, it's not even that. You know what people do, bro? People pass away over stuff like this, like, all the time, or like unfortunate events, and then they forget after a week, bro. And that's just the way it is. But obviously, just to go off that topic, man, we don't really want to get it to you down. So, as you know, we have this segment where we ask people on our Instagram to give in dilemmas, questions, any type of like scenario they're having, so we can give advice the best
that we
can.
Some of them are a bit crazy.
And obviously, man, this person, I read it, that's why I'm laughing. This person's a bit
crazy.
I just want to say,
but every time I got a notification, I was checking, I'm like, oh my God.
I just want to say, as a disclaimer, all the advice you hear here, take it at your own risk. Don't blame me for anything that happens.
But can you read the first one though?
Yeah, I feel like that's the
You have to read the first one. No. Read it.
I feel like we'll leave that.
Read the first one.
No, read it.
No, are you sure?
It's not. I mean, it's not a dilemma.
It's not a dilemma. It's just funny. It's just funny.
For the purpose of that.
I'm sorry. Can I say what it said?
No. We'll say it at a later date, but it won't know that was the one in there.
All right, cool. So, Mandem.
If you're going through that, yeah, that's right.
Pele.
All right, so cool. The first dilemma that we have here given to us, we got quite a few, but we had to narrow it down to some of the interesting ones. And this one, I want to see what you say about this one still. You man in relationships, so I want to hear what you say.
Why is it always?
I'm just saying. All right, cool. Me and my boyfriend have been together for a while, and the whole time we've been together, he makes us split everything 50-50. He gives me such an ick, but I love him. What should I do?
Go first.
I'll go first.
Bro, I'll do it.
Is there anything wrong with splitting stuff?
There's nothing wrong.
Cool. Let's say this,
As a man.
What do you mean as a man? What do you mean as a man?
Listen, I feel like, cool. When it comes to relationship, splitting things 50-50, cool, you can do that, innit? But I feel like now this is me now going back to being traditional, like just me, no, not even being traditional, just me being a man. I feel like I want to take care of my girl.
That's why I'm a high maintenance babe, man.
This guy just called himself a babe.
Yeah, I'm a high maintenance nigga. Like, bro, if you're gonna move to me, like, go move to me with money, innit? Same goes for women.
Are you gonna bring the money? Are you gonna give the money back though? Do you know what I mean?
No, but they're saying now, you're with your girl.
Hey, guys, so you. So you want a girl to be spoiling you, but you don't spoil her?
Yes, that's how it should go, though. Like,
hey,
bro,
guys.
Like, bro, that's a whole...
This is your guy.
That's a plot.
This is your guy here.
It's 2020.
Hey, guys. No, listen to me, yeah.
Leave so back in 2023, man. Leave so back in 2023.
You can split things 50-50 with your girl.
I'll be real.
But
yeah.
Me personally,
mm-hmm.
we can't do that. Like, I would have to pay.
I have to pay for the majority of stuff.
I'll give this benefit of the doubt, yeah. If she's going to surprise you and do whatever she pays, that's right. But like, if she's like, let's go out to eat, bro.
I'll say this. I'll be real. Like, I feel like with me, I'm going to pay for my girl regardless because I want to, you know. You want to pay for your girl, as you said, providing that traditional guy. But if she ain't buying me stuff as well, like the relationship.
Yeah, you got to play your own part as well.
I'll say
this,
bro. This guy here, for all the two-man steps I've linked, one time I linked this guy, 90% of the two-man steps I linked this guy with, I leave with a full belly. Do you know why? Because this guy I've linked him with, and by the way, I don't do loads of two-man steps. This is 018 times, isn't it? I'm a changed guy. I'm an athlete now.
018?
018.
It's been time ago.
2020. No, because let me chime in. Because on a serious note, this is how I feel about it. Me as the way I am, I don't see anything wrong in splitting things 50-50. Would I do it? No. Just because I always like to see... with me, I always feel like I'm a dominant person anyways. And when it comes to dominance and things like that, part of being a dominant guy is taking control of things when you should be.
That's what,
you know
I
what I'm saying?
I've never split a bill.
That makes sense.
I've never split
You've never split a bill?
Nah, I can't lie.
She's ever overpaid?
No.
You pay.
I don't split bills. Obviously, I say this. When it comes to girls that I don't care about, the girls that I don't care about,
That is a mad statement.
No.
But I hear that.
We're talking about relationship here, innit?
Yeah, that's
relationship.
Yeah.
You can pay, bro.
If you're not together, I bet you're gonna have to.
But if I've asked you out, then cool.
And plus, if I'm eating. My boys gonna eat.
Man.
Like, I can't go and be like, yo, like, I'm hungry right now. Like, let's go for a drive. Let's go buy food. And I won't call my boy like, yo, like.
I can't tell you, on a G thing though. Food tastes better when you don't pay for it.
I'm
telling you. All my D's.
On a wrap it off note, I'll say if he's splitting stuff with you 50-50 and it's a consistent basis, then run away from a nigga, bro.
I'll be real.
I'll just say this, innit? Ladies, like, if a nigga's always splitting at 50-50, you don't like you like that.
There's a difference when the guy's actually down and he doesn't have money. Which,
but at the same time,
in a relationship,
but he'll communicate that.
I feel like that's when we went back on, if you're not financially stable like that, you shouldn't.
But then this is also the thing, though. If you're in a relationship and then maybe something happens along the line, you're not really financially stable, are you going to want to communicate that to your girl?
I feel like you should.
If you're in a relationship, you gotta say stuff like that.
Again, but then with the stigma that comes around with things like this, like, guys wouldn't feel confident. You see all the things of us saying, oh, you gotta be dominant. Guys wouldn't feel confident communicating that to the girl. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you gotta have communication.
I feel like that's where you two now, that's between you two.
Just for you to break up and then she'll be posting you on a ring.
I was on this girl's priv, and she was posting recaps, bro.
Like, she was one of them girls, and she was posting recaps here, and she was like, oh, this guy was such a shit date. This guy was this. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, you're J-Bag.
And I was like, no, he's not J-Bag. She was just like, you know when, like, a guy
she's just dissing her ex?
Yeah, like,
I can't lie, you need to heal, bro.
Real mandem, I'll say this, if you are down, yeah, cool, like, it's good to communicate in a relationship. Don't tell your girl, act. Because if you man end,
It's gonna be them ones where
you know you're down in, you're saying, oh yeah, babe, like, I'm down. Da, da, da. When you break up with her, she'll be telling all her friends, yeah, that nigga was a broke bitch.
Remember when I posted when we were here?
Yeah,
oh, it's me, you paid for it.
All right, let's move on from this. But yeah, take that as your own, innit?
This is a good lead up, yeah. So cool. Obviously, certain man can't even answer this question. I'm not gonna say who, but cool. Question for the ECP, yeah. Give some advice to the audience. If you find a girl attractive, how should you approach him? Now, you two have a girlfriend.
Don't
have girlfriends.
Me, I didn't
so
know.
I'm
girlfriends.
Saying, no, sorry. That is like, yeah.
Bro, bro, have girlfriends.
Be careful what you're saying, bro.
Yeah, but cool. I'll say this, innit? I feel like because you, man, have girlfriends now, you kind of forgot how to move to girls. Do you
no,
get what I'm saying?
You only got a girlfriend like a couple months ago.
Yeah, true. But
He's been.
So you're still fresh, innit? All right, go on.
Bro, I'm
I mean,
out.
So you can still hurt. Yo, you're out, but like, you still have like the...
I don't forgot, bro.
Because I know if you hit the streets now, it's, hey... Sorry to T's girlfriend, wherever she is.
You see, one thing, before we get back to that, you know, like when you get a trim... When you get like a trim, like a normal trim, yeah. It's calm. But you know that trim that you get once you've broken up with your girl and like it's summertime and you're in a...
Wait, hold on. Why did you break up in the summer?
Bro, why?
No, sometimes, yeah.
That was a strategic plan. We used to do that back in the days, man.
I can't lie. Just wait till April. All the couples you're seeing on TikTok and that.
Yeah,
April?
April, May.
So what was the thing again?
Basically, the question was, give some advice to your male audience. If you find a girl attractive, how should you approach them?
Confidence.
So who wants to go first?
I say confidence is key.
It's not how, but I'd say step with confidence.
Cool.
I would say you attract the girls that like kind of resonate with your energy, innit? If you're quite a shy guy, you'll kind of attract a girl who's quite
shy as well.
If you're out there, you could attract a shy girl or attract a confident. But I feel like knowing the personality here on the pod, what I would say, I'm going to speak for you, man, innit?
Yeah.
But like, what I would say is that you approach them by being yourself, innit? Mm. Obviously, that probably sounds corny, innit?
No, not at all.
But it's like, actually being yourself. Don't be a normal guy and then approach her on a fraud lifestyle.
Then is what I'm going to say is,
like, you know what I mean?
Just be yourself, innit?
First of all, if you're going to date a guy or if you're going to date a girl that will live within your means. Don't go high, like, bro. If you can't afford her lifestyle, do not move. Just admire. Like, there's certain women that you just admire. Like, you don't need to go for them. Like, you just admire it.
But it's one of those where I said, now be yourself, innit? Yeah,
the girl's gotta be on your salary level. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's not on that, then
so you don't have to.
If you're chasing a young girl, you gotta have the red up, man.
And you also gotta go for a girl that you actually see yourself in. I don't know whether that's a weird thing to say, but
elaborate.
Like, for me now, the most girls that I find myself attracted to are girls who like are very deep in their culture. Especially like Yoruba girls, that like you're deep in the culture, like you know this, you know that. Like, those are the type of people I love. The people who love the same music that I listen
DMs
to.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's my type of shit. I don't like to deal with girls that really, I don't like to. If you're not a Yoruba girl like that, I don't really like to stare to that.
I feel like
we wouldn't have a lot that I would just resonate with.
Why are you shaking your head?
Your girl's Jamaican.
Nah, bro. Why did I just spud you?
I'm fucking. That's what I was like, what?
Oh my days.
Anyways.
My girl is Jamaican, but she's Yoruba and hot, isn't it?
Okay.
She's Yoruba and hot, man.
Me personally, I feel like it's a vibe thing, innit? Like me, I'm quite a relaxed, like laid back type of person, but I'm still confident in it. So if I find myself speaking to a girl and it's vibing and it's cool and that, I feel like I don't got to do too much. And she matches that vibe, then cool. That's how you should move, innit? Don't be moving girls that aren't for you. Like, if you...
Yeah, but then sometimes...
How do you know,
sometimes, though? You would actually know.
Because I'm not the type of person who catches feelings easily, but then there's certain girls that I'll look at and they'll just do, like, the simplest of things and I'm like,
that's
got me hooked on.
For me, it's even a thing where, obviously, guys know I didn't really settle down too tough like that, yeah.
But it was like, then?
That's an understatement. Sorry.
Oh, I see. Who doesn't settle down the most in the group?
You.
I feel like...
My man settled down.
I say it's actually
No, but like...
Do you reckon? I think it's because maybe... Like, I'm
I say it's actually you.
Do you reckon? Why
I feel
that?
Like you. Actually, you've been... No, because he's been very, very close and then it'll be something that's going wrong and then... But you, it's like you've just...
Hella situationships
you just
and that.
You've just been gliding through
And
that,
you know, my, I'll be real, bro. Even the message I showed you, man, earlier.
Oh, yeah. New year, new us.
Bro, don't text me saying new year, new us,
crazy
bro.
Line, bro.
Like, I'm not for that. Some of these girls, they're just crazy.
I feel like that's a smart move, though. That's the best time. Birthdays, Christmas, and New Year's.
Nah, but guy, you just, why can't you just... actually don't text me that. But like, why can't you just like text me on a normal thing, like just like da da da, not New Year, New Year. I'll just air that. Like, what is that, bro?
You man, I got cool.
Dilemma number three says, "Oh, I caught my boy cheating on his girl at a motive we went to, and the next day the girl texts me and some of the man them to ask if he had done anything that he shouldn't have. I didn't know what to say, so I left the message undelivered for a week. What should I do?" You see, this is a sticky one.
I've got a couple questions first, yeah.
Why? You see me, if I catch my boy cheating, it's none of my business. I'm sorry. I didn't see a thing. Why am I going to go down with my guy, bro? If he's been... Listen.
Thing is, yeah...
Hear me, I know, let me land before the girl's coming.
Just
cool.
Land.
Cool.
Land.
Just let me land.
Land.
Let me get your check.
Fuck me, bro.
You got to land it softly.
If my boy has been caught cheating, yeah, cool. You should hold your boys accountable for cheating, innit? But I'll be real, I'm not a snitch, bro. And realistically, for me to now snitch on my guy for this girl that's just gonna get back with him anyway for cheating, that's none of my business.
No, nah, so the thing, this is why
I do understand what you're saying.
I'm gonna try to talk on this without like
getting yourself fucked up.
No, because like obviously. I don't want to chat to them and then them just be like, he's lying, innit? So I don't want to say I don't think I'll ever cheat, but in my heart, I don't think I'll ever cheat. Yeah, no, I don't.
In your heart.
Hey, banger.
Which heart? Which heart is this?
Come on. No,
listen, this is heart number one, two, or three. Which heart?
Bro, listen. Which
heart? Tell me, you're not helping. Just stop talking.
Let me clear this. You might know, innit? Like, you know what I'm trying to say. I would never cheat, innit? But cool. If I caught my boy cheating on his girl, yeah, me having a girl, like, I know what that would do to her, innit? So I wouldn't tell her, but I would want him
to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, I will pressure him to the point where it's like, bro.
Yeah, but
like,
what's the point?
If he doesn't tell her?
Then that's now, I've done, at that, least, yeah, I've done at my least morally, I've done my part.
And if you see in the dilemma, yeah, she says, he says, after the guy cheated, innit? The girl texts all the man them. If girls do that, they already know.
They're just waiting for that one answer, innit?
Or it's like, she already doesn't
Mom,
trust
it's a Rico
anyway,
case to get like, all the man them down. Why am I going down with him? No, I'm not complicit.
You see, this is where I stand with things like this. I'm a 50-50 type of person. 50-50 in the sense of if I don't,
bro?
You see,
I
this,
can't
is,
lie.
No,
you know
this is
the you
thing.
You
think
it's because of the snitching? This guy is always weird about it.
No,
because
this, like this the thing. Shit, no, because this is the thing, yeah. And this is where I stand. I always say to my friends, obviously with my group of friends, I always say to them, do not date inside our friendship group. That's a big thing for me. Mm. You do not like, I hate when people date inside. If I'm friends with this girl, whether I met her through you or not, and you were dating inside my friendship group, I don't like that.
Mm.
Because when that stuff starts to happen now, it's like, where's that going to leave me with this? Because cool, the bro's loyalty is always going to be there forever. But it's at the same point in time, I have some sort of loyalty to this girl. You know what I'm saying? If it's a girl that's not in my friendship group, respectfully, I don't care. But if it's a girl that's like, she's delved into our friendship group and I don't, because it just creates like...
What happens if she became friends with you after though?
What do you mean after? Like,
After she was going out with my man just not got close, because obviously you're not going to get close to your guy's girl, but
bro,
you know what I mean?
That's where all the gray
so that's
in,
that's
bro.
Where I wouldn't tell her, I'll wait for her to find out herself.
Yeah, I don't have to find out through me.
Yeah,
I can't be the snitch.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, the way I feel about it, if I had a female friend, yeah, what are we saying that the guy who cheated is also your boy?
Yeah.
That's your boy first.
Oh, none of my business then, I guess. That's tough, innit? But like, that shit is...
Cool, let me know. You now snitch. No, you now tell her, I call he cheated.
Yeah.
When she now reacts to my man, oh yeah, V told me.
Yeah.
How do you think your boy's going to react?
Your boy's going to
react. He's going to be like, bro, I can't lie. Love for that, yeah. I'm going to go now.
Do you know what,
bro.
Yeah? You got to hold your male friends accountable for shit like that, because cheating is not it. But at the same time, like, realistically, niggas don't want to hear it, but bro, don't involve yourself in situations you don't have to.
Yeah, right.
Like, if it's a thing where, yeah, it's your female friend getting cheated on and you don't know the guy, yeah, of course, say. But if you know both, bro, 9 times out of 10, you know how these relationships go nowadays. Mm. They're going to break up. They're going to get back together. Now, both of them don't fuck with you because you told them about them cheating. Like,
word.
Mm.
It's none of our business, man. But anyways.
It's a crazy time. Anyways, let's just wrap up.
One more dilemma, bro.
Let's wrap up.
I got one more wrap up because we ain't got time. We ain't got time. We do next EP.
I say no more, man. Anyways, you man.
Okay, round up. Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. This is episode 4 now.
Yeah.
This will be the new space for us, but we'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.